Hello, I'm here. I'm back after doing a disappearing act for the last 8 months. I had fully intended to keep putting out regular monthly podcast episodes and newsletters after I moved the podcast over to Substack. But I vanished in a puff of smoke sometime at the end of August last year. I resurfaced briefly to run How to Eat Alone's first ever event series, a self-portrait class called Do You Know What You Look Like? And the classes were great. They were super fun. And I'm really glad I got to do something tangible and in real life related to the project. Then promptly after the third class ended, I faded to black. I've mentioned before in this podcast that I have an autoimmune condition. So with certain autoimmune conditions, what can happen is that you can have long periods of good health where you're asymptomatic, but then all of a sudden the condition flares up for whatever reason, maybe for a few months, maybe a few years. And because of the unpredictable nature of my condition, I've always struggled with consistency to hold regular consistent work down because I've had quite long, often unexpected periods of poor physical or poor mental health caused by these flare-ups. And very often during times when I don't feel well, I tend to disappear into myself or physically disappear. Whenever I've been sick in the past, the goal has always been to recover out of sight and then just pop up again and slot myself back into my busy little life as if nothing happened. I found it easier historically to work part-time or to work freelance or to work for myself, and I'd work two or more flexible jobs at the same time because this kind of helped me to manage the uncertain nature of my illness. Pretty much since I started this podcast, actually, I've been going through a flare-up of monumental proportions that have just been getting progressively worse, which is largely why I tend to record a few episodes and then I stop and then I start again. I've always been really hardworking and I really like to work, and I think I felt quite ashamed to admit that I can't work, so I don't really talk about it. It wasn't just the pandemic that galvanized me into starting the How to Eat Alone podcast. I've always had to stop and start a lot, be it with work or relationships. So I've had to put myself in periods of isolation or periods of rest or just take myself away for a little while. And there's lots of people like me. There's lots of people who are dealing with things that mean they just have to hit pause for a while on whatever it is that they're doing. It's not just physical illness, it might be mental illness. Maybe people have suddenly had to become carers. You know, I guess you could also say when people go on maternity leave, even though you're looking after a child, so you're really busy, you might have to hit the brakes on certain other things like work, for example. So there's lots of situations really where we might have to disappear for a while. And I've had a lot of thoughts over the last few months about what this means and what it means to live your life this way. It's not something that's really spoken about because we're just supposed to keep on with this relentless rat race and not stop and just be 7-Eleven 24-hour machines who are always on and contributing and working on the next thing and thinking about the next thing and planning the next thing and feeling the FOMO if we don't do that thing. But I don't want to do that anymore, and I haven't really wanted to do that for a really long time. I thought I would share this time as to why I have been so quiet, because I think with this bout of illness and this little quiet spell, I really decided to take control of my own health. So I was on a wait list for quite a while to start some quite intense immune suppressing drugs, which would keep my condition under control. And I started those drugs in November and I was really scared to go on them, but they've worked really, really well. They've been really successful. So I feel like I'm back. I'm back to what I think is normal. I think this is what everybody feels like who isn't ill. I think I'm ready to re-enter the world again. Not to say that I'll be jumping feet first into anything. I still think there's lots of reasons to take things slowly and not to burn out and not to go too fast. But perhaps I can start to be consistent and not just drop off the face of the earth again. And it's nice because this idea of restarting or re-entering has coincided with spring. It was the start of British summertime yesterday. It was also Easter yesterday. I know that Easter is a Christian holiday, but it's kind of been reappropriated from a pagan holiday that marked the beginning of spring, that symbolised new life, new beginnings. And so it feels really relevant to me that this first podcast back should talk about reconnection after a period of disconnection and isolation and being quiet and disappearing. Usually when I do my disappearing acts, I don't talk about it, I just reappear. And I'm always a bit scared of reconnecting or reappearing because I'm comfortable in my own little world when things get a bit uncomfortable. And the older I get, it's a bigger push and a bigger effort to rejoin. So it's harder to get back into work, or it's harder to start socialising again, or it's harder to start dating again. I've had long periods of time when I haven't done those things very much, and then you have all this social anxiety. You think you might have forgotten how to talk to people or date or work. I think as well, every time I go back inside myself, I come out again weirder, or I come out again more awkward. And when I'm in these periods of isolation or recovery or recuperation, I feel quite guilty, I suppose, for not contributing, and I'm scared that I'll miss an opportunity or that I'll be left behind somehow. But there's this speech that's been on my mind over the last few months. It was an acceptance speech by the actress Michaela Cole, who wrote the brilliant I May Destroy You, for which she won an award for. In part of her acceptance speech, she says, "Write the tale that scares you, that makes you feel uncertain, that isn't comfortable. I dare you. In a world that entices us to browse through the lives of others to help us better determine how we feel about ourselves, and to in turn feel the need to be constantly visible, for visibility these days seems to somehow equate to success, don't be afraid to disappear from it, from us, for a while, and see what comes to you in the silence." I think her words, "don't be afraid to disappear from it, from us, for a while, and see what comes to you in the silence," have really encouraged me to keep on not putting out podcast episodes or not to work so much and to lay low until I feel better. And it's been really worth it. I'm not saying that you should quit your job and you should go and live in a cave for a while. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that it's really nice to be introspective, and it's really important to make a full recovery and not be afraid of doing that for yourself. So what have I been eating by myself during this period of not really doing a huge amount? Well, I haven't actually been entirely alone. In fact, I haven't really been alone at all. And that makes me also feel a bit guilty for having a podcast about doing stuff by yourself, but not really being alone. I find myself in such a different position to how I was living when I first started this podcast 3 years ago. I've said this before, I've always thought of myself as a professional single person. I really like my own company. I was very much expecting that I would perhaps always be alone or living by myself. And I wasn't really looking for any other way of living my life. But a few things happened. The first is that a year and a half ago, I met my partner, and we've been in a very happy long distance relationship since then. And then the second is the cost of living crisis, which has been very unkind to us all. And I just couldn't afford to live alone anymore. So to beat Cozy Lives, I rented out one bedroom in my house to my best friend. And then my sister rented my third bedroom out temporarily just for 3 months. For the last few months, I've had a really full house. There's been three of us and a cat and a dog and my boyfriend visiting. And I'm never alone for longer than a few short hours anymore, which I thought I would find quite tough. But there's something about this not being alone that is different this time. So when I was in my 20s, my obsession with always being out, always being surrounded by people, was very much out of desperation. And I would hang out with people, or I would go out just for the sake of not being alone. But that's different now. You know, I have far fewer friends. I only really go out when I want to, or when I feel like I'm well enough to, or when I don't have a good enough excuse not to. But conversely, I'm always surrounded now. However, the people that I surround myself with are very different kinds of company. They are people with who I am so close to that they might as well just be an extension of myself. They are people with who I actually feel like I'm alone. I don't mean that I feel lonely with them because I can't connect to them. I just mean that I feel as comfortable with them if I were alone with myself, because I feel really comfortable with myself. That is a really good type of alone feeling. It was one that I didn't really know existed. And I think maybe it was a goal of mine without knowing that it was a goal that could be reached. And so to answer the question of what I've been cooking, I still do loads of cooking by myself. My housemate, my sister and my partner are all busy bees. You know, we're all still very much independent adults. We're not obliged to eat together. But I do have more time than the others to cook. And I've been cooking for myself and dishes that I enjoy eating by myself. But I've been cooking dishes that are also easily shareable if they need to be. So if my housemates or my partner get home from work and they just can't be bothered to cook, they can have a bit of my food. So dishes that are easily heat upable. My favourite thing to make myself that might be shared with others recently has been stew. We're coming out of winter now, which is traditionally the time for stews. But I think there's space for stew all year round. And I wanted to share a recipe for a chicken, sausage and bean stew. I really like this recipe because it's a one-pot meal. So it does take a while to cook, but you can get a few lunches and dinners out of it. And I also love it because it's got everything you need in it. So it's got veg, protein and carbs. If you're a veggie, swap out the chicken for some really meaty mushrooms, but just don't cook the stew for as long. I'll put the recipe up on the Substack page, but essentially what you want to do is take a large, heavy-bottomed pot, I'd say something Le Creuset adjacent, and then heat up some butter, brown your chicken and chopped pieces of sausage. And you can also use chorizo or salami. Then, using a pair of tongs, once everything's browned, take the meat out of the pot and put it to one side. Make a mirepoix, so cube celery, carrots and onions. Throw that in the pot that you just browned the meat in, maybe with a bit more butter for 10 minutes-ish. Crush some garlic, throw that in as well. Add in dried herbs like oregano and bay. Add in 2 punnets of cherry tomatoes. Unchopped, because the heat will make the tomatoes burst and you'll save yourself time chopping tomatoes. Add in the chicken, fry all that for another 15 minutes on a medium to low heat. Then cover that with the stock, so you can use veggie stock or chicken stock. Bring it all to the boil and leave it to simmer with the lid on for about 2 to 3 hours. But in the last hour, add in some rice. And I also like to put in a can of mixed beans. Add in the sausage at the end, so maybe when you're about 20 minutes away from everything being cooked. Once it's all done, season it, take it off the hob, and there you go. It's a meal that you can just keep chipping away at for as long as it takes to polish off, either by yourself or with housemates or whoever else is around at dinner time. I've got a few podcast episodes up my sleeve now. Some I recorded months ago and never finished. Some new interviews that I've recorded recently. And I'm really looking forward to sharing them over the next few months. This short episode was just to provide some proof of life and thoughts about disappearing and about having good friends and stew. You can find out more information about the podcast at howtoeatalone.substack.com. And if you like this episode or this podcast, please share it with someone who you think might like it too. I hope you enjoyed being alone with me, and I'll see you next time for the next episode of How to Eat Alone.